Well, now it's time for Snooze. That'd be Britt Harper Uzel, but everyone calls him Snooze. He's long been one of the Triad's most lovable and gifted musicians. Snooze worked in Bus Stop for years, toured with Ben Folds, and along the way, he's made several solo CDs full of great pop music. His latest disc, Big Potatoes, is a slice of outstanding feel-good pop, and he wrote, produced, recorded, and played most of the instruments with contributions by Django Haskins, Eddie Walker, and Robert Sledge. The arrangements and the performances come across easy and smooth-sounding, but they're capped by some sneaky hooks and Snooze's unassuming singing. Tunes like The Singer with Nothing to Say, The Apologetic Fayetteville, Love of the Game, they all take your breath away and they hit you right in the heart. Snooze is currently involved with North Carolina Love Army, a clearinghouse for new protest songs directed at the GOP and in support of Moral Mondays. He recently shared a tune from that effort with me as well. It's a protest song called North Carolina, We're Better Than This. Over the summer, Snooze joined me on stage at the Milton Rhodes Arts Center for a little mobile live in Studio A session.
Okay, well, the first song I've chosen is a song that I've written in response to our current governor, Pat McCrory, and in relation to his policies and the current NCGOP policies. It's called North Carolina, We're Better Than This. North Carolina, we're better than this. I grew up here, so I'll confess. We weren't always at our best. But North Carolina, we're better than this. North Carolina, we're better than this. And if we love the kids as we say, why do we strip funds away with no increase to teachers' pay? If we love the kids as we say, ah, North Carolina, we're better than this. I grew up here, so I'll confess. We weren't always at our best, but North Carolina, we're better than this. North Carolina, we're better than this. Now, corporate welfare, Medicaid cut, gerrymander districts, but vote suppression is a sin. The only way you'll get elected again. Ah, North Carolina, we're better than this. I grew up here, so I'll confess. We weren't always at our best, but North Carolina, we're better than this. North Carolina, we're better than this. Yeah, we lost the vote. They took control, but we'll take it back. We'll take it back. Oh, North Carolina, we're better than this. I grew up here, so I'll confess that we weren't always at our best. But North Carolina, we're better than this. North Carolina, we're better than this.
North Carolina. You know, I'm listening to that song for the first time last night on YouTube. It's up there, a new video of this tune. It seemed perfectly North Carolina appropriate, that phrase, we're better than this. It reminiscent of, it's like a gentler protest song, sort of like a bless your heart sort
of
thing.
Well, that was a goal of mine in writing that song, was not to be offensive, almost to be a song that a person of conservative philosophical stance could listen to and almost be humming along to until they got maybe halfway through it and they thought, wait a minute, I think I'm being criticized here. But I did want a song that wasn't offensive and would be palatable.
And it came about quickly, right? This was one that you kind of...
It was a 12-hour challenge that was posed to me by the North Carolina Music Love Army, which is a group of musicians in the Raleigh area. And we're producing a compilation CD in support of Moral Mondays, activist group in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Great. You mentioned that tune came quickly. I was on a challenge. Do the quick ones, the ones that come real quick and easy as a songwriter, are those the best ones, or is there any correlation at all to how quickly they spill out?
Well, one thing about songwriting is there are no
fast, tried and true rules that necessarily apply to each situation. Each one has its own individual characteristics that require different mode of creativity. Some come quickly, some come in a matter of 5 minutes, some evolve over years. And I can't honestly say which ones are near and dear to my heart, you know.
Sure.
All my babies mean a lot to me.
Where does the worst in you fall in that series in terms of either time investment, or how did that spill out?
I'd say that it fell out relatively quickly. Mm-hmm. Most of my songs do, and if they do take a while to evolve, it's just one or two lines that take a year to fall into place. Yeah. But most of my stuff is developed on a relatively spontaneous level, and I do like to expedite the process and get them written.
Could we hear that one? I found it really powerful, and
sure.
I enjoyed it.
I brought out the worst in you. I never wanted to bring out that side of you. You want it hid. I brought out the worst in you. I said some bad words too. Now it's super glue in my memory. What left a scar should make us smarter. I find it harder to believe. I brought out the worst in you. I never wanted to bring out that side of you. You wanted hid. You brought out the worst in me. I guess we just had to see how bad I could be when I'm with you. You brought out the worst in me, and it felt like a bad disease had taken hold of me and my love for you. Now what left a scar should make us smarter. I find it harder to believe. I brought out the worst in you. I never wanted to bring out that side of you. You wanted it.
Nice.
Thank you, Dave.
You know, I was listening to that song last night, and I come across the line, what left a scar should make us smarter. I just found it harder to believe. And then you're back into, I brought out the worst in you. Such a short duration, but you just, the momentum of the tune takes a turn there, and it just seems so appropriate.
I think a song should really reach deep and possess some frank honesty that is sometimes painful to express, but if you can't reach that, then your song is not as interesting. And so I like frank admissions of guilt and of inadequacy.
Mm.
I'm full of them.
How do you get yourself in that frame of mind where you're able to shut down those inner self-critical demons that can kind of shut down a creative process? How do you get in that frame of mind to enable you to write things like
that? Well, that's pretty tough, because I have a vicious self-editor that resides in my head and probably only lets me release about 10 to 20% of the ideas that I come up with.
Hmm.
And it's probably for the best, because I come up with a lot of crap. And I think a lot of other artists do. And it's good to have a strong filter on yourself.
Okay.
Well, it's hard playing in a one-piece band. All I've got is my two hands to pull. Still pound wood till it starts to sound good to me. I split my mind. This
sing and play at the same time. I find no one else. I'll write this play myself. The third act, it was hell. And when that curtain fell, I was standing there like I really cared. And it's hard playing in a one-piece band. All I've got is my two hands to pull still or pound wood till it starts to sound good to me. And I drive home alone from all of my shows. The world isn't fair. God only knows, sometimes you're better off alone. Cause it's hard playing in a one-piece band. All I've got is my two hands to pull still, pound wood till it starts to sound good to me.
One Piece Band. Britt Harper Uzzell, a.k.a. Snooze. And coming up with that one line that you know you hit it right. And sometimes you're waiting for that one for weeks and months and years. What goes on just physiologically that says, I got it, that's the one? Am I going too deep with that one?
That's going deep.
Could you describe that feeling and you know, when you've labored on a tune for X number of weeks or months and then you're looking for that thing and you get it?
It's spiritual. It's as close to godliness as I'm probably able to get when I'm either coming up with the right line coupled with the right melody and it all works together. That's as close, as I say, to godliness as I ever come, other than when I'm helping someone else.
Mm. Nicely put. Next tune, very appropriate. If I'm not mistaken, we're going to move on to Fayetteville?
Sure.
All right.
Some people may not want to. Fayetteville, it's not a place you visit. It's more a place you end up. I do love it. It's my hometown, and this is my love song to Fayetteville.
Fayetteville, I swore I'd leave you, but I never will. Fayetteville, where life is sweet, time is standing still, and I apologize when I rag on you or denied I was from you. I'm not worth the sand under you for saying a thing like that. Fayetteville, I swore I'd leave you, but I never will. Old, worn, brown, and plain, my hometown is slow to change. Hear me, Fayetteville, 'cause part of me lives there still, and I can't define the way I feel.
Singer-songwriter Britt Harper Uzzell, a.k.a. Snooze. His latest disc is Big Potatoes, and you'll find links to that album, North Carolina Love Army, and more at WFDD.org. Well, that's all for today's show. Our technical producer is Eddie Garcia. Our associate producer is Bethany Chafin. You'll find links to archived episodes and podcasts at WFDD.org, and click on Triad Arts Weekend. Please send us your questions, comments, and suggestions to triadarts@wfu.edu. I'm David Ford, and we leave you now with singer-songwriter Snooze. He'll take us by the hand and lead us out of the darkness of the cinema house into the light for a cool glass of lemonade. This was recorded live at the Milton Rhodes Arts Center in Winston-Salem. Thanks for listening to Triad Arts Weekend.
All you need is a ball and some fruit, or just some Kool-Aid'll do. We're making lemonade. Lemonade don't always turn out like it should. Just make sure you stir it up good. Lemonade, lemonade is what we're sipping. drink over sweet romance. It shouldn't cost more than 5 or 10 cents. Lemonade, no lemonade. A snotty kid you should happen to pass, well, just make sure you fill his glass with lemonade, 'cause lemonade is what we're sipping on. Ooh, la 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 la, lemonade. Yeah, on the sunny side, I'll take a gallon of mine. And if you change your mind, I'm waiting on the other side for you. All you need is a bowl and some fruit, or just some Kool-Aid will do. We're making lemonade. See, lemonade is holy nectar, a work of art, a gift from God. How great thou art, because of lemonade. See, lemonade.